the Kurya Shel Kiparim. We find it in him like a chain full of birds. Rashi says, Amachzara Shel Kiparim Shutim. You find birds that had a shechita done to them, they're like tied together. So locher the kura shatiporim kateya. So locher is kateya rosh shalechem him. Take off the head of one of these birds, v'noisim loy, and give it to the kusi. See if he eats from it. Och loy mutalechem mishchitosayim. If the kusi eats from it, then you're allowed to eat from mishchita. Because again, we're going now that the kusa mageri emesain, they have a good gerim, and they're medagdic for themselves, and therefore if they eat from it, you have right to say it was a kosher shchita. But in lav, they do not want to eat from it, then also lechem shchitosai. Then it's also to eat from it shchita. This is the braisa. So again, the braisa starts off the saying, when is it mutlach etchilo? If the Yisrael is oimed agabov, if Yisrael is there, mashma the whole time. So the Gemara says, now Abaye daik mereisha and Rava daik mesefa. Abaye makes the diik from the ratio of this braisa, and Rava makes the diik from the sefer of the braisa, from the sefer of this braisa. That Abaye daik mereisha. Abaye said before by kusi it's only good of Yisrael is there the whole time. It's not enough nichnas v'yotzei. So he makes the diik from the ratio. Taima, why is it good lechetchila to Yisrael aymen agav? One because the Jew is standing over him. But if a Jew is not there the whole time, he just spots checks, he comes in and goes out, that's not enough. We're afraid the kusi, when the guy was out, did not do a good shechita. So after Ryan Tabaya, that the Jew has to be there the whole time. However, Rava, this is not like that. He is daik misayf, he's medayik from the safe for this braisa. Why? Only if the Jew came at the end and found that the kusi already made a shechita. That's when we have to check it out by letting him eat from this meat. But if the Jew would just come in and go out, just spot check, not just come at the end, but in between also would come in and spot check, and the kusi knows that the Jew could come any time, then shapadami, the mashma will be good. So the sefer is approved to Rava. Smartak asks, if so, will Abaye, according to Abaye, kasha seifa? According to Abaye, the chorus of kasha the seifa. The seifa is mashma, the only time it's no good, if he came at the end, but mashma, if he came in the middle, or yaitse v'nichna, it is kasha. So Amaloch, Abaye enters back, yaitse v'nichnas nami, bo'o matza korilei. This price to considers, if the Jew just goes in and goes out, or yaitse v'nichna, he just spot checks, that's like zero, it's not worth anything. That's considered like he come at the end and found the shechita was done already. Abaye is medayik dik again as the ratio, that the Jew has to be over him and watch him the whole time. But if he's not there the whole time, even though he comes in and goes out, it's considered like he wasn't there, like he first came at the end of the shechita. That's the way Abaye learns from this braisa. Then the Gemara is told, but the Rav, according to Rav, Akashi ratio, Rav that says, no, yaitziv and nichnas is enough, so the kasha of the ratio, why does the ratio have to say the Jew was there the whole time? Omaloch, so Rav enters back and says, Yoitzei v'nichnas nami koimir agabiv dami. Tenech nami, that even though it says he's oimir agabov, but it doesn't really mean it. It means even aloch of Yoitzei v'nichnas, the Jew just comes in and spot checks, that's also considered as if the Jew was there, and therefore it's kasha. So the kitzur Rav makes the ikadiyah from the sefer, and his miyash of the ratio means like he says also that yaitzev v'nichnas is kosher, it's as good as if the Jew was there the whole time. Then the braisa ends off ki yaitzev, the same similar locher is motza biyode de kurya shel tziporim. If you find in the hands of a kusi a string full of birds that have a shechita done to them, so in kitzur they did the shechita already. Nobody was there when they did the shechita. So in the same halacha that kateya roishay, you have to cut off the head of one of them and give it to the kusi, see if he'll eat from it or not. So we have to ask the question, amai, why is this enough? Lechus, let's be afraid. Til mahayu to have a shachet shapir. Maybe the kusi only made the shechita good on one of them. Punk the one bird, the one head that you're giving him, that one was the good shechita. But maybe the other ones were no good. So here it's the case that you found a few birds. So why is it enough just to give him the head of one bird? Who says the other birds were good? Maybe just this one bird had a good shechita, and not the other ones. See what Omer of Benashim Nashi says, here we have Simonimi, Yesimin, Machnes, Ismail,
Bischorim, that one third says b'machnis sentachas kenofuf. We're talking about that the person is holding it underneath his arm like. Yeah, Rashi says it means the Yisrael Zed, this Jew. He's like hiding all these birds. Therefore, the kusi can't tell which bird he gave him. So therefore, if he eats from it, it's a rye. He knows for sure all of them, the shechita was done well. Because if he had a suffix, he won't eat from it. That's one teretz. For the more still is no viduma simno heavy yoyiv lebigavei. Maybe the kusi had a simin, like he knew exactly which bird he made a good shechita on. So any head you give him, let's still be afraid. Maybe only that one he's going to eat, because he has a simon on it. But maybe the other ones that are no simon on it, maybe shouldn't be good. So still a kasha, it's fact he eats one. What's the right? The other ones are kosher. On the Rav Misharshia, b'misamesas lei, misamusei. That what Rashi says, m'makoyu machashtoi, that the Jew squashed them. So kitzadu, it's not going to be any more simon on them. Like even though when the kusi had, maybe there was a good scratch or something, but the Jew banged them up. So therefore, market like pressed it down. So therefore, any simonim went away. So therefore, again, if the kusi eats from it, it's a proof that all the shkritas were done well. For the more still, maybe no viduma, maybe ksarvi kusim, maybe the kusim hold it ain't shkrit liyaf minatayra. Maybe they hold it midi rice. So there's no chiyuv to make a shkrit on a knife, which we'll to machlokes later on in the Gemara. Whether it's midi rice or only midi rabbonim. If it'll only be midi rabbonim, it could be they don't hold from the rabbonim. He's kusim. So again, what's the proof? The fact they eat from it. Maybe they ate from it even though they didn't make a good shechita, because they hold you only the shechita. Rashi says, Mishum d'loik siv zavicha v'hedja. It doesn't say loshen zavicha by birds. Ela v'bok of etzayn. They say v'zavachten of kochum etzayncho. V'yanan yafrinim v'ilanat leida bekesho. The knife also needs shechita min haTorah. But maybe the kusim don't hold like this. So bechlal, maybe the fact they eat from it is no proof they made a good shechita. Maybe they hold you don't need a shechita. So again, how could we eat from it after they eat from it? So my answer is, or letaimich, like if you're afraid for this, yeah. Letaim Rashi said that hach zvichad, even loshen zvichad, that does says babokah b'tzoyin. It doesn't say all the halach is there, it just says in the shechita. But the moral of taimich, shia, that's one psal that you could do b'shah shechita, means you wait. For the time you start shechting, you just wait. Whereas rosso, you press down without cutting. Whereas chalodo, you stick the knife in between the simonim. Whereas hagroma, that means you make the shechita too far up, out of the place of the shechita. Whereas the ikur, you like just uproot the simonim, you pick them out of its place. So these are the five psulim hashchita. We'll learn more about this later on. So the question is, miks even, does it say in the Torah? It doesn't say in the Torah. So you have to have a question. Bechlal, even if a kusi like eats from it, maybe he doesn't hold from these halachas. So how could we eat from the shchita kusi does? It just says in the Torah b'savachta. But the actual halachas, though, it doesn't say there. So what do you have to say? Elakivon di arzikubhu, arzikubhu. That since Lamaisa the Kusim accepted upon themselves this mitzvah shechita, so when they accept upon it, we say they did it. They do it 100%. So that's why we say mechon de shechita. If so, hachinami by birds also, kivun the yachziku v'achziku. That since Lamaisa we see the way the Kusim, when they eat a bird, they shecht it first. So you see, they accepted upon themselves these halachas. So something they accepted, like we see the machzav they always do. We have right to be same as they do it the right way. The more assumed that a machloikis. So more says this svarataka that v'yachzuk v'lo yachzik b'deloik siva tanoihi. That something that doesn't say clearly in the Torah. So you want to be saying that the kusim do a good job. The fact that we see they do it, the muchzik, they do it. If you rely on that or not, it's a machloikis tanoim. Rashi says v'yachzuk v'lo yachzik b'deloik siva tanoihi. Mitzvah shenik suva. A mitzvah doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Feirish b'Torah. But Reino Sherzika, but we see the way the Kusim do that mitzvah. Do we say Kivon the Yachzik Ledetu Achzik Namadidan, that since they grab a hold and do that mitzvah, do it 100%, even the way we would like the mitzvah to be done? So therefore, the shechita is a good shechita. Or else, maybe no, since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, even though they do it a little bit, maybe they don't do it completely. So you can't be samech on them. That's the machlekes tanoim. Where's the machlekes tanoim? Me at the time you learn like this. It says matzas kusi. he a matzah for Pesach. Let's say that a kusi makes the matzah. So lochur is muteris, that you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. It's not chometz. And the yodim yotz levoidechavosim of Pesach, who then you could even use it for your matzah on Pesach the night to be yotz of the mitzvah. Rashi says, "V'yodim yotzei b'dechavosai shakosav kevei achoyv lecha matzah." The mitzvah midiraisi tit matzah at least the first night. B'leil rishon dechsev derev toichlo matzos. V'yim yoshav lo yochel. A person does not eat matzah the first night of Pesach. Over b'yesa, you over nisrasei. So this Tana holds that if a kusi is matzah, he could be yotzei the mitzvah. He does it l'shmo, he could be yotzei the mitzvah. Yeah. Rashi is the Kama Sunim Mor said question, once you say it's mutatidit, l'chur pshit, he could be yotzei the mitzvah. Like, what's the two things here? That it's mutatidit, then you're also yotzei. That will soon see. So Tana Kama holds, you're allowed to eat it, and you're yotzei the mitzvah. Reb Lezer Weimer Oise, he also knows, you're not allowed to eat this. Rashi says, I feel lochli, you're not even allowed to eat it on Pesach. Why? If he shein b'kiyim b'dukduke mitzvahs, ki Yisrael, they're not so medactic. Rashi says, and yoydim l'shoimra, they don't know how to watch it. Olhavchen ben Sela said they don't know when the dolek becomes chometz. So even though maybe they try, but they don't know the halachas. So if Reb Lezer holds, it's, you have to be knowing like it's chometz, and you can't eat it on Pesach. Yes, Reb Lezer shiti yoysla fishen b'kiyim b'dukduke mitzvahs, ki Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer, kol mitzvah sheh ziko bo kusim, any mitzvah that we see the kusi accepted and really does the mitzvah, harbe medaktikim bo yoysim Yisrael, he yells there, even watch out, they're more medaktik, more than a regular Yisrael is. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel shita. So Chura, that's the sheet that holds that even though it does have a ferish in the Torah, but as long as we see the medaktik, the muchzik, that's a good. So that's what we're saying before also, by these shchita v'naif, that since the muhzik, it's a good shchita, that's a quote of Shimon Gamliel. So that explains it now. Oma ma, what we just say before, matzas kusi, the kusi makes a matzo. And about it, we're going now according to the shchita, the kusi with Gary Emes, that they have a lech like Yisrael. So it says that Tanakam holds muteros, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, and secondly, v'yodim yotza, b'yodich was v'pesach, yotza the mitzvahs matzo. For the more pshita, of course, the Rashi says the yotzah bo. Since you're allowed to eat it, it's not chometz. So what the yotzah the mitzvah? Samora says no. Madatem, I would have thought to say loy bikiya b'shimur. Maybe they're not so bikiim in watching it. Rashi says madatem afagav the pshit lon lonichul hachmetz. They don't let it become chometz, and you're allowed to eat it. But maybe they're not bikiim to make the shimur the shem matzah shem mitzvah. So you won't be yotzah the mitzvah with it. Since they don't watch it, especially l'shem mitzvah, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. So that's the chiddush here. That we say no kamash malon, that they watch it l'shem mitzvah matzah, that a matzah kusi makes was made l'shmo, and you could be yotzei the mitzvah with it. That's what the Tanakam holds. Reb Lezer holds no, it's also tidit. L'fishem b'kim b'dukduke mitzvahs, because they're not medanta, they don't know how to watch it from chametz. Why? Kesavri, he holds loy bikiya b'shimer, they're not bikiyim in shimer. Yes, Rashi says Taki not gurus this, but Tavim Mishum Chimish, you don't have to come out, they're not bikiyim in shimer. That'll be much more just, they don't do it l'shem mitzvah matzah. The Chura going now stronger, that according to Reb Lezer, it's even also tidit. So the Chura, you're not supposed to be gurus this, Rashi says. Yeah. Because Pasha, according to Reb Lezer, it's mamish chometz, you have to be afraid it's chometz. Then the third sheet that we had was Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer. He says, it depends. Kol mitzvah sheh ziko bo kusim harbi medaktikim bo yosim Yisrael. A mitzvah that a kusi accepted upon themselves that they do, they're medaktik, they watch it more carefully than a Jew. For the Gemara L'chura Hanatanakam, it's the same thing as the Tanakam. He also says, matzis kusi kibiyoti de mitzvah with it. So what's the machlokes? The Gemara says, ikibinayu tiksivo. What's going to be a mitzvah that says clearly in the Torah, and we don't know whether they're machzik or not? That would be an afkamina. Rashzika ben Arashi says, Milsa nechziva b'yiraisa v'loyadinen. We do not know for sure whether they accepted it or not. Tanakama, Saba Tanakama holds, kiva dechziva, since it says in the Torah, l'mosh lehir by matzah, and not eat chometz and pesach, that says clearly in the Torah, therefore afagab le'echziku bo. Even though we don't see for sure the kusim accepted upon themselves, still we have a right to say they do it. Because since it says in the Torah, there's mitzvahs of matzah and chometz, so for sure they're medaktik in it. That's the Tanakama. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, he adds on and says no. He holds on and says, it depends. I achzak in. If we see the way the machzak means they actually do the mitzvah well, then you could be samech on the matzah. But ilo yachzak loy, even though it says in the Torah, if we would not see them be muchzak in it, then we cannot eat the matzah. For the mori hochiv, so kol mitzvah shechziko bakusim, what's lashnov kol mitzvah shechziko? It should have said, im echziko miborlei. Are you talking about even mitzvahs that says in the Torah, according to Shimon Gamliel, that it's only good if they're machzik? So it should have said, lashnov, im echzik miborlei. So that's not machloikis. Rashi says, im echzik miborlei, the hashtav imishmashma, shapa de pligia tavayu. They're arguing 2 points. Tanakama the shari blei chazaka. Tanakama says even without a chazaka, it's muta. Reb Lezer the yosef afilu aziko. Yet Reb Lezer the yosef shingalil meima im aziko medatikim bo umuto. Yeah, that's the way it should have said the lashon. So Gemara says rather. Yeah, come on, he doesn't even bore lei. Ele rather must aziko benayu the like siva a mitzvah doesn't say clearly in the Torah. But still the achzikobo, that we know for sure the kusim do that mitzvah. Tanakama sovar kivant leik siva, since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah that mitzvah, afagav the achzikobo, even though they grab hold of it, namiloi, still it's no good. That's what Tanakama says, only by mitzvah matzah, that the Torah says clearly, then we can rely on them. But not on other mitzvahs, let's say like by shchita, since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, we can't rely on them. Shimon Gamliel sovar, kivan the achzik know that as long as they're machzik in the mitzvah, that's enough. Even though it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, like bashchita. But if we see and we know the way they're machzik in the mitzvah, that's good. So that's what we're saying before, by kusim, the shchit is good, that goes according to this man the yama. As long as they're muchzik to do the mitzvah, we can rely on them. Now the Gemara says, gufa, what we have before, and of kim we had, Omar Rav, Rav says, Yisrael Mumma, if you have a Jew that does Averis, but Oicha Nevelis Latiyovin, he only eats Treifas Nevelis when it's convenient for him. But if he has kosher, in the same place that serves both kosher and Treifas, by kosher. So such a person, Rav has said before, Boydik Sakin, all you have to do is check out the knife before he does the Shechita, V'noisen Lo, and then let him do the Shechita. So since he doesn't do it Lachis, if he could do a kosher shchita, he'll do the kosher shchita. And therefore, mut lechom mishchitosi, we're allowed to eat from mishchita. Now, my time, what's the reason of Rava? That kivon diika teira v'yisura, since it's up to him now to make this animal kosher, or else he could do a bad job and make it isa, is l'shove katera v'yachal yisura, this person doesn't leave over heter and eat isa. Like in the same place they serve both kosher and treif, he'll eat kosher. See, also, since it's up to him to make a kosher shchita, and he could do it, Avada will say he does it. Therefore, you'll eat from his shchita as long as he checked out the night before. Mor says, Yehochi, if so, kiloi bodik nami, even if we don't check out the night first, it should also be the same svar. It's up to him. So most probably he'll check out the night himself. He wants to make sure he'll do a good job. Something Mor says, no. And Rava holds, mitrach le torach, he won't bother too much. That's too much bother already. Mashma to check out, Rashi says, im lo yimtzenu yofo. Maybe you look it over. But if it doesn't come out to be a good knife, he won't go after trying to find another knife. That much he won't bother. So if it's not enough to leave it in, rather we have to check out the knife first. Omru le rabbonu l'rova. So rabbonu said back to Rava, Tanya de miselach, let me, I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. It says, aloha, chentzon shloivrei aveira. If you have chomitz, of people that do Averis. Rashi says, Shein Mevarim Lichonza Pesach Mufnei Hefseda. They're Jews, but they don't sell, they don't get rid of the Chometz before Pesach, because they're off the Hefseda, not to lose it, they're over the Avera. So Chemtson means Chometz, Shalevri Avera means Achra Pesach. It means the Jew owned Pesach, he was over the Isser, or Baal Yiroh, Baal Yimotz, he owned Pesach, he owned Chometz during Pesach. Now we have to Pesach, it says Aloha, that Muter, Miyad, we could use his breath.